Today on Art Hounds, we'll hear from a Georgia writer who recommends a multimedia exhibit in Middlebury, a communications director with an event and auction that benefits Vermont's elders, and a photographer who wants you to get in the time machine to see what Vermont looked like 100 years ago. First is writer Terry Cleveland from Georgia. She suggests this event at the Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury.
Come see the poet, the painter, and the storyteller exhibit entitled Shedding Light on the Working Forest, with artist Kathleen Kolb, poet Veranda Porsche, and logger-turned-storyteller Bill Torrey. At 6 p.m., walk across the street to the Marquee Theater to listen to the storytelling of Bill Torrey, titled 40 Years in a Saw. If you haven't heard Bill at the local Moth events, you're in for a treat and many laughs, and the event is free.
That poet, painter, and storyteller exhibit begins on April 2nd at 5 p.m. at the Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury. Next is Eric Ford from Westford. He's the communications director at Burlington City Arts, and he suggests the fourth annual Show of Hands, now showing at Penny Cluse Cafe in Burlington.
There's 100 eclectic, embellished wooden hands made by 100 different artists, and they'll be available for purchase at a silent auction. It's a totally fun evening with Penny Cluse advertisers included and a cash bar. This is all to benefit Hands, which helps and nurtures diverse seniors by providing food. You can find more information about this great organization at handsvt.org.
The Show of Hands silent auction is on Thursday, March 31st. First, beginning at 5:30 at Penny Cluse Cafe in Burlington. And Jordan Douglas is a photographer from Jericho. He has this recommendation to go see the film A Vermont Romance.
The Vermont International Film Festival and the Vermont Archive Movie Project are sponsoring a series of statewide screenings of the 100-year-old film A Vermont Romance. Vermont's first feature film has been digitally remastered and will be accompanied by a live piano performance of an original score by Bob Merrill. The tour begins in Montpelier and will continue with screenings in St. Johnsbury, White River Junction, Burlington, Brattleboro, and Middlebury. Come experience this exciting slice of Vermont history.
Those statewide screenings of the 100-year-old film begin March 26th in Montpelier. Find details about all these events at vpr.net/arthouse.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.